Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Dave Dombrowski, who served the Detroit Tigers as president and general manager for the last 14 years, has officially joined the Red Sox organization as president of baseball operations. The Sox introduced Dombrowski to the press this afternoon, and he talked about what it means to him to be at Fenway.
I know everything will be great until we lose a ball game, but it's also a situation where we look forward to really building upon what's been built here. And continuing to grow the organization to be in a world championship caliber club on the field.
For more on what Dombrowski might bring to the now struggling Sox, we're joined by Lynn Henning, a sports columnist for the Detroit News. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Sharon. You got an interesting person there for sure.
Well, interesting is an interesting word. What exactly do you think he'll bring to the Red Sox in terms of leadership, management style, personality?
The one thing that Boston needs most would be a take-charge person who can put things in order in what has become something of a politically fraught environment and yet have the detail of baseball expertise that makes the product on the field work. He inherited a really bad situation in Detroit and had to rebuild and reconstruct an entire baseball product here and re-energize a brand name. And he did that in tandem with an owner who opened up his checkbook. And it's those kinds of resources that Dombrowski has in Boston, certainly is an advantage over his Detroit experience. He's got a team here with a lot of talent, and particularly in the farm system. So he's walking into, I believe, a gold mine. But I also think the benefit will be dual. I think Boston needs his kind of presence. He's very dynamic. He can be very compelling. And he'll make them feel pretty good about what they're achieving. And so I think this is probably a happy marriage.
You seem to think that Dombrowski will be able to bring some more consistent success?
Yeah, he will. The one thing about the Red Sox, and it's always been the case, even when they were bad, they were pretty good. And that tends to be the situation in that East Division. They simply need a little bit of an overhaul in their pitching, more than a little bit. But he can achieve that in rapid fashion. Not only is the free agent market going to be rich this offseason in pitching, but Dave Dombrowski is as effective of a trader as any GM in the history of the game. The Red Sox, because they have already an amazing amount of young talent just about ready to hit the field there in Boston, he will maximize those players in terms of what they can do for his roster now, but also his trade chips.
Given all the praises you are singing, why do you think things did go south with Dombrowski and the Tigers?
Dave Dombrowski was thwarted over the last 3 years by the bullpen in Detroit. And if it hadn't been for a bullpen collapse in Game 2 of the ALCS 2 years ago, I think Detroit, rather than the Red Sox, probably would have won that World Series. But he was continually frustrated over the last 3 years with bullpen pieces that simply blew up on him. But again, 14 years is an exceptionally long time for one owner and one front office executive to be together. And I just think it had its shelf life and the expiration finally arrived.
Well, you've been covering sports in Detroit for 40 years, so you certainly know about Detroit's deep sports culture. What do you anticipate for Dombrowski in the city at large as he encounters the intense Boston sports culture?
It will be an adjustment. He has gone from Montreal to Florida to Detroit, and he got a little more of the taste of the acrid air of irate fans and probably some prickly media here, but it's nothing compared with what he's going to deal with in Boston, and nor should it be. He knows how to handle the territory and what comes with it in terms of discomfort, but he is going to be a little disturbed by the impatience factor there, which is going to exceed anything that he dealt with in Detroit, even in these latter years when a lot of success sort of bred a culture of entitlement here.
One more thing. Which do you think Dombrowski will end up liking better, the infamous Detroit accent or the one in Boston?
Oh, he's a South Chicago boy who's never really quite lost his Chicago roots or his accent. I think he is going to have endless fun with the Boston Lexicon. And if I were him, I'd make it one more entertaining aspect of a new experience.
Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, Sharon, you're welcome.
Lynn Henning is sports columnist for the Detroit News. This is WBUR.